Hi, hola. Did you know that you can listen to all my Spanish audiobooks for free on YouTube, Spotify, and more? To get the links, go to kerapido.com/listen, or simply tap the link in the episode description. You can listen to my free Spanish audiobooks wherever you are.
Hi, welcome back to Speak Spanish with María Fernández. I'm María Fernández, a native Spanish teacher. Today we've got a very practical pronunciation question. Today's question comes from Ben, one of my Twitter followers. A couple of weeks ago, Ben contacted me to say, "Lately I've been trying to improve my Spanish pronunciation. I've noticed that I cannot say words like pero with one R and perro with two R's. Both words seem to sound the same when I say them. How can I pronounce them like a native? The single and the double R sounds are two of the most difficult sounds in Spanish. You should work on them regularly so people can tell whether you're saying pero or perro." I remember when I was learning English, I had a pronunciation book with pairs of words that sound very similar but not identical. It showed you how to pronounce the different sounds, and it had listening and speaking drills to learn to say them well. Today's lesson is based on that idea. I'm going to walk you through how to make both sounds and how to get pero and perro always right. If you do the drills in this lesson several times over the next few days, you'll soon master these two words. So what's the difference between the single R and the double R? What do you have to do to produce each sound? To produce the double R sound, rrr, you need to place the tip of your tongue as if you were going to say the letter T in English, like in the word 10. Try for yourself. With the tip of your tongue placed as if you were going to say the word 10, now make your tongue vibrate. Rrr, rrr. To vibrate, the tip of your tongue has to stay up there. Rrr. Notice that if you move your tongue away from your palate, you cannot make it vibrate. One more thing. To do the exercises in this lesson, you need to speak out loud. If you're quiet, the vibration won't work. Now let's say the cluster double R O. Ro. Ro. Remember to place the tip of your tongue in the right place. Draw. Draw. We're now going to say the whole word. Perro. Perro. You may want to practice saying the two syllables on their own. Pe. Ro. Pe. Ro. And now together. Perro. Perro. Make sure the tip of your tongue moves to the right place fast enough. Perro. Perro. Let's now move on to the single R. Notice that this sound is quite different from that of the English R. So how is it produced in Spanish? The single R does not have a trill. Instead, this sound is produced by a single flap against the front of your palate. Th. Th. To make this sound, the tip of your tongue goes in the same place as for the double R, as if you were going to say the English word 10. But this time you simply flap your tongue once. Th. Th. Don't make it trill. Th. Let's now say the cluster R-O. Do. Do. And now we are going to say the whole word. Pero. Pero. To make it easier, practice saying the two syllables on their own. Pe. Do. Pe. Do. And now together. Pero. Pero. Make sure the tip of your tongue moves to the right place fast enough. Pero. Pero. Notice how there is no trill in this word. Pero. Pero. Let's now do a listening drill. Can you tell me whether the words I say have a single or a double R? Perro. Double. Pero. Single. Pero. Single. Perro. Double. Perro. Double. Pero. Single. And now let's do speaking drill. We're going to say the two words, one after the other. Repeat after me. Pero. Perro. Pero. Perro. And again. Pero. Perro. Pero. Perro.
Before I go, let me remind you that on YouTube you can listen to every episode of this podcast 48 hours before anywhere else. My YouTube channel is Speak Spanish with Maria. You can find the link in the episode description, together with all the other links I've mentioned in this episode. To get plenty of Spanish speaking practice and to master the Spanish verbs super fast, play my free audiobooks. I have a Spanish for Beginners course, a Sherlock Holmes story in Spanish, and a series of 1 hour verb practice audiobooks, among others. You can listen to them on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, Tidal, Amazon, and more. To get the links, go to my website, kerapido.com. That's kerapido.com, kerapido.com. Or simply tap the link in the episode description on your mobile device.